Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's Wednesday morning here on KSJE, and time for another lesson about life in the sandbox with noted author Ron Price, who is back with me here in Studio A. Mr. Price, good morning.
Good morning, noted radio personality Scott Micklin.
Or neutered, or noted, or something.
Something.
Good to see you.
See, I'm not the professional.
I'm glad that you're back from the dead.
Yes, I am. So are you.
So we both are. Yeah.
You know, for congratulations. Dead people, we looked okay, though, didn't we?
I think we did pretty well. We're well-preserved, aren't
we? Well-preserved.
Yeah. Yes.
Should we tell them what we're talking about in case they don't know?
I hope everyone knows, but in case they don't, yeah, Ron and I were part of Dining with the Dead on Saturday to benefit the Rio del Sol Kiwanis Club, and you were A.F. Miller.
I was A.F. Miller, and actually it's to benefit kids. In November, kids are going to go to Target and get to spend $100 with supervision. It's not all going to be video games and candy.
Right,
but
clothes for kids.
That they need clothes for kids, and it's a good feeling to be a part of that, isn't it, Scott?
It is. It very much is. So, congrats. Great job.
I was A.F. Miller.
Yes.
I played with Di Searle, who played my wife, Julia Miller.
Mm-hmm.
And interesting, there were a few interesting parts.
I don't know why
parts.
You two kids couldn't make it work out. I really don't.
And so we owned 160 acres of downtown Farmington. As I said, because I was born in New York, I said we owned both north and south sides of Maine from Orchard Ave to Court Ave.
See?
I'll tell you what, if I was alive today, I wouldn't mind owning that piece of property, huh? How about you?
There you go. That's right.
But then we got divorced, and Julia says that she was so angry about the divorce that she decided right then and there that not one of her streets would line up with another with one of my streets.
From the north
to
the south.
If you ever noticed, north to south, on the east end of Farmington, the streets don't line up together.
Thanks a lot, you two.
Miller, thanks to us two.
Yeah.
Well, that's what she said. She said, so I guess you have us to blame for the short streets. I said, us? Towns have no fury like a woman scorned.
That's right.
It was so much fun.
That's true.
Your 10th year, though, right? You've done it every year.
I have done it every year. How about that? Exactly. Right.
Let's just talk about this for the whole show, because we'll bring it back to Sandbox,
right,
I promise. What was your part?
All right. I was George Newton Norton. Mm-hmm. He was he grew up in Ohio, moved west. Telegraph operator, got involved with that at its very beginning, right, as that was just kind of running across the country with the railroads. And I moved here in 1905 once the railroad arrived, and worked with the railroads and had 8 children with his wife and built a big house, which is still there. It's the house across from Navajo Prep. Was brick, and now it's covered in siding, but that's where his farm was. All that land around there was farmland.
And you had the big windows put in, as I recall.
The big windows on the western side of that house. That was his design, right, that he put in. So he thought that was pretty forward-thinking in the day of 1906 when he built that house.
Mm-hmm. But then Zelda passed away far too young, huh?
Zella. Luzella was her name. And so she passed away at 52, choked during dinner. But yeah. So it was an interesting character.
So let's see. We got 3 minutes left to talk about the sandbox.
Okay.
But no, seriously, I'm so glad we do that. You know, you drive on Miller Street or Allen Ave, or in the story we talk about how I was good friends with Bill Locke, William Locke, or Cal Locke. Well, who were these people? And I think it's important to remember our heritage and people that went before us. A lot of people are into, what is it, genealogy is what it's called, where you trace your roots back.
Well, and it was my character's son who married into the Locke family.
Oh, okay.
He married one of the William Locke's daughters.
I remember you saying that.
And
now,
so, you know, it's all kind of connected here. And, of course, when you had a town of maybe, 500 people back in those days, I don't think Farmington was much larger than that in the
18... We got here in June of 1877. Surprised to find there were only a few dozen families living here at the time.
Yeah. So
I hope I lose that New York accent soon. It's kind of fun, but it's also annoying. So.
Right. But it is cool. And I think it sells out every year. Thank you, Farmington and San Juan County, for buying your tickets to benefit, of course, this charity. And we had, 16 groups come through? And
You might have had 16. I think I only had 14.
Oh, maybe it was 14. It could have been 14.
They sent extra groups to the star performers.
I doubt
you might
that.
Have, no. You might have
you
had
16. You and I were doing great. So
Jill and Paul McQuarrie, got to give a shout out to them. They go through so much last-minute changes and people.
Can you
not
imagine
showing up
dealing with so many actors? It's like herding cats.
And then the guides and I know they do a great job though, and again for a great cause. And every year, Jill, bless her heart, says, "I'm not doing this again." And then, sure enough, our phones ring early in the year. Hey, would you be willing?
We're grateful for that.
We're grateful for that. That's exactly right.
Very true. But a lots to learn about, and that the Green Lawn Cemetery is a great place to see some of that history and these families. And I think a lot of the descendants are honored that they are represented in this way, and kind of celebrated with their contributions to our community.
So let's put that plug out. If you know somebody, if you have a relative, they don't have to be buried at Green Lawn. We prefer
True.
It because it's nice. You were standing right by your your burial place. So was I. That's another funny line. Julie and I, she's at one point, I'm over here. So at the end, I walk over to my tombstone and I say, "We're both buried right here in Green Lawn Cemetery, just," and we look at each other, not next to each other.
You guys just couldn't get along.
We had too much fun.
Gosh.
But again, life is all about relationships and knowing our past and teaching that to our next generation and so forth. It's great to be a part of that. It just is.
Very true. But yeah.
And so I started to say, if you have a relative, hopefully buried in Green Lawn, but anywhere in the area that is historical and has something to add about telling our story, Scott, they can get a hold of you. You can pass that information.
I would be glad to pass it along. Sure. It's ksje@sanjuancollege.edu, and we could pass it along. Mm-hmm. And who knows, maybe your relative will be featured in a future Dining with the Dead performance at Green Lawn Cemetery.
If it's a mail by Scott Micklin himself, perhaps.
Maybe, or the one and only Ron Price. You never know, because you've done this for quite a while, too, right?
I think this was my fifth, sixth year, something like that. I was a guide the first year, and then characters after that. So,
right. Well, you're a character every year.
I'm a character.
Every year.
Thanks, Scott.
That's true.
Noted character.
That's very true. Have we run out of time?
I think we have.
You're the only guy that keeps track of it. Yes, we have. All right. Well, we'll talk more about relationships next time here with Ron Price, KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.